to the fourth episode of Guofu's Copacetic Music Hour here on SDF and on radio. You can join the chat from the command line in SDF at commode, the channel and on radio, or the same channel on the SDF matrix server. That is Anon Radio at matrix.sdf.org. Today we'll be featuring the great Afro-Colombian singer, a very famous star, Joe Arroyo. He was born in Cartagena de Indias, Colombia, in 1955, and started his career working in a red light district, singing with various groups. His mom worked in this red light district, and made his big break in 1971. In 1971, he was discovered by the bassist Julio Ernesto Estrada, who's famously known as Fruco. He named himself after this popular salsa called Fruco, you know, tomatoes and salsa music, obviously, and was signed with the famous record label in Colombia, Discos Fuentes. With Fruco, Joe recorded, right from Wikipedia I'm reading, timeless classics such as Tania and Manyoma, which I'll be featuring in this set. He then launched a solo career in 1981 with his own band called La Verdad, or The Truth, and he became famous for incorporating a lot of Caribbean and Colombian rhythms, both salsa, and you'll see connections with Cuba and Puerto Rico and Mexico and elsewhere, as well as cumbia, various forms of cumbia common in Colombia, as well as soca, compas, zouk, and other Afro-Caribbean types of music. He very sadly passed away from thyroid problems in 2011. Again, a very famous musician, a career spanning from the 60s, his teenage years, all the way up to his death. And with that, I'll go ahead and get started with our first track, En Barranquilla Me Quedo. I remain in Barranquilla.
Vacilar rumba.
Another thing I forgot to mention is he was famous for revolutionizing salsa with salsa brava music. It had more synthesizers and it had more emphasis on instrumentals as opposed to vocals. This really started in the 70s.
Gracias.
was interesting in the chat until the radio yesterday how many people thought, not knowing this was Joe, that it was Cuban music. He definitely performed a lot of, you know, Cuban and Mexican salsa hits. There's one that comes a bit later. Yo soy el punto cubano. Okay, this next song is called Palenque. This is about a town near Cartagena, Joe's hometown, called San Basilio de Palenque. It's a town of about 4,000 people. You can visit it. And it was the first oldest town of freed African people in the Americas.
Por la belleza marina, con sus aguas cantarinas, con la musa divina cantaré. Ele, 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 para pasar. Ele, con le acolé. Ele, con le acolé. De Palenque pa' Palenque, ahí al vine de Palenque, con la chucha te cantaré. San Basilio mete la mano, San Basilio ayuda a mi hermano, mete la mano, la mano. Yeah.
this song's Musa Original. I'm going to briefly go into Joe's solo career and then head back into his time with Fruco and Wilson Manyoma. Fruco y sus tesos.
Tristeza por gozo. Thank you.
All right, this next song is Yo Soy El Punto Cubano. I am the Cuban Point. Cuban Point or Punto Cubano is a type of Cuban music. It's interesting. People, you know, not knowing Joe, thought that he was Cuban, but it's interesting to think about the Caribbean and, you know, Colombia, the Caribbean coast, Venezuela, Cuba, Puerto Rico all have a lot in common as far as Afro-Caribbean music and culture.
Para tributarme honores.
one fun thing I noted is one of Joe's musical genres is Joson, Joe sound. This next song is called Manyoma, after Wilson Manyoma, the third member of Turco Isos Tesos. After this, we'll shift into one more track and then shift into Joe's solo career.
Se fue a jugar.
This next set of hits are from Joe's solo career. I think the most famous one is Last, the Rebellion.
Llegó a su casa derecho, bien rumbeado por despecho. De hecho que ya le echó mirando al techo. Y siguió derecho, oyendo música brava y pisante negro que tumba tu techo. ¿Cómo? yo mirando al techo. Y sigue de derecho, oyendo música brava y santanero que tumba tu techo.
We'll be right back.
son apretados. Bailen, cójanle bien el melao al tumbao.
This next song, Las Cajas, is based on the 1965 tune Quijis con Ar by Mon Rivera. There's also an electronic remix that I think the crowd in and on radio would really enjoy. If you just go to YouTube and look for a Las Cajas remix.
Que tú me tiras a mí las cajas y yo te tiro los cajones. A que tú me tiras a mí las cajas y yo te tiro los cajones. Dicen que detrás del río tiene mi tío un cisqui con el florío. Vamos a coger quijiquijicones, el con el de mi tío. A que tú me tiras a mí las cajas y yo te tiro los cajones. A que tú me tiras a mí las cajas y yo te tiro los cajones.
Thanks, Gemlog, for that comment. I'm about to have another one. This song is called Yamula Mau. It's in Wolof, the language of Senegal and Mauritania. It was originally composed by Laba Sosa and called Diamula Mau, D-I-A spelling. So you can see Joe's influences stretching all the way from the Caribbean to West Africa.
Billy mama mia,
Blaba Sosa is from Gambia, the country nestled in between, completely surrounded except for the coast by Senegal. Finally close with Joe's probably most famous hit, Rebellion. Very sad song, but as Claudio M told us, popular in the nightclubs of Miami. Popular dance track.
En los años 1600, cuando el tirano mandó las calles de Cartagena, aquella historia vivió. Cuando aquí llegaban esos negreros africanos en cadenas, besaban mi tierra, esclavitud perpetua.
Esclavitud perpetua.
Escucha.
like to thank everyone for tuning in to this fourth episode of Kofu's Copacetic Music Hour on SDF and on radio. Next week, we return, regresamos con Jarochos Mexicanos de Veracruz. I'll be playing Jarocho music from the state of Veracruz by bands like Tlen Huicani, Claudia Calderon, and others. La Bamba is a very famous hit, and Joe Arroyo also had a rendition of La Bamba. Thanks everyone for listening. Hopefully we'll get to the end of Rebelión.